Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy and Bonnie. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm fine. And for those of us, those of you out there in the audience listening and not necessarily in the chat room, Bonnie's my sister. And we created Psychic Sisters Talk on Blog Talk Radio, and we have a site there, psychicsisterstalk.com. And she's joined me, the one I created, and we have ours together. And we did take a little time off. I was on last Monday. I had a great opportunity in Phoenix, Arizona, to do a live AM radio show. And that could only go for as long as that station said, the money is just not coming in. So in the middle of a recession, I got the hair idea to do a radio show. So we finished that. I finished that. And then I promptly got sick, and Bonnie turned around and caught something. I don't know if it was the airwaves. But then she got the awful flu. So we've been battling back and forth. We just gave up and said, okay, we're not going to struggle anymore. We're just going to wait until after the first year. So this is the first one for me. Bonnie and I did our show last week, so welcome, everybody. I'd like to give you the call-in phone number, 347-205-9071. And while the chat room is getting busy, we have seven so far, in the first couple of minutes of every show, people kind of start showing up, and we already have three people in the queue. So I'll just talk for another minute, give you an update. I will be doing a little psychic fair here next Sunday in Tucson, and I always pay very close attention to those that invite me. So this very gracious lady had did some blogging and found me and called me up, and she blogged six or seven other ladies, and they all agreed to do a psychic fair over the weekend. So this is the first one in this area. We will see what happens. So I didn't turn it down. It's on the 24th. And if you call me, if you're local, I'm not sure if I put it on my calendar. I should do that right after the show so you can find out where it's going to be. So it's a Tucson PsychicFair.com, and I will be there. So talk
Nancy,
about it
exactly,
the moment.
Can you tell me quickly, can you identify for the listeners, the local listeners, or anyone online where in Tucson exactly that it is?
It's off of Broadway. That's I'm just not familiar with the area. I apologize. But it's TucsonPsychicFair.com, and it'll get you right to the site. And I'm listed. I'll give a lecture tomorrow night. I'll be giving a class in Sierra Vista, and it's a lecture for 2 hours on Are You Living with a Ghost? I will give a 45-minute talk. Are You Living with a Ghost at this fair? And usually the first time out of fair is kind of slow, so I just love talking. And we will do that. Also want to announce that we've come to agreement on a date, two other ladies and myself, for Sacramento, California, July, the last weekend in July on Saturday. I believe it's June 26th. We're going to do a conference, and it's going to be on hypnotherapy, discovering past life, and spirit attachment. I will do on Are You Living with a Ghost and identifying the ghost, psychic development, and being aware of spirit around you. Char of California Haunts will come in and teach you how to do a ghost investigation. And we should be getting that up on one of our websites really quick now. So do watch our website. We just identified weekend, and we have a couple places we're looking to a place to have this conference, and that will be on my website coming up. So a lot of things have been happening. Thank you, Ms. Milkley. See you all on Blog Talk Radio tonight. Thank you. I know it's been a while, so we are here. Bonnie, another announcement. We have been discovering that a lot of you like to come into the chat room over and over and over, and we don't have any problem with that. but you need to be aware that there's other people trying to get in and ask questions. So we had a, Bonnie and I had a really hard think about it. When we are getting five people on call now, we need to answer the phone calls first before we would go to the chat room. And I just want to be discerning. I want to be fair to everybody. So bear with us. It's not like we're trying to exclude you, but we're finding out that people were writing me and saying that they had not gotten their questions answered. Yikes. So I'm trying to figure out how to be. Well, what happened is one show, Bonnie and I had 8 or 9 calls in line. We took some time to do the chat room, and Bonnie was kept getting asked for questions, and I was answering the phone. And when then I said, Bonnie, what do you think? And she hadn't even heard what I said. So it was a problem. But let's get to the phone line. Bonnie, I'm going to do the switchboard tonight. I'm going to let you know we have a client coming, a caller
Great.
Coming in on the area code 951. Okay, didn't do it? Yeah, oh, there we are.
Hello.
Well, there's a soft little voice. Hello, dear. In what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Oh, a California girl. And what's your first name?
Jada.
Jada. And what can we do for you tonight, girl?
I wanted to see if you guys can tell me if you guys pick up marriage and future children for me at all.
Oh, my gosh. You hear her waver in her voice?
Yeah.
You must have lost somebody.
Huh?
Did you just lose somebody?
No.
A little sadness in your voice. Are you dating somebody at the moment?
There's no one at the moment, no.
Well, that's what I was picking up, that there had been nobody in the moment and you had lost somebody. Bonnie, what are you picking up first? Do you have anything right off the top?
Yeah, I did get something right off the top. Nancy, tell me if you agree. And Jada, I hope this isn't too long. It came up 5 years. 5 years, and you will have children. Nancy, what do you think?
Well, I heard a 3 first. So I think the gentleman will come in 3. And
okay.
I'm going to say that he's a bigger man, broad shoulders, thicker muscles, thicker body muscle. He's not heavier. And he looks kind of tall to me. Are you a tall girl?
I'm average height.
Average height, so you may have to a little bit of a higher heel when you're with him. Do you like the thicker, you like the thicker heel that's a little stacked?
Right.
I see you wearing those with a strap going across. So he's a little taller, and he's got the most beautiful complexion. It's not. It's a medium to shade darker, but it is beautiful. Very creamy coffee. Do you recognize him by chance? You went, oh. Do you recognize this guy? Okay, so he's coming. Yeah, so he's coming. Time is really hard. We give you our very best shot. And one girl said to me, don't tell me he's coming so long. Well, the thing is, he may be tied up in life. He's not available. I think he'll be available in 3. Sometimes I'll pick up 3 and it's 13 months, and then you could be married in 15 or 5. We don't know until it happens. My feeling is that you're still working on a career or figuring out where you belong. And sometimes he needs to be free so that all this can come together at the right time.
It's
now, you don't have a child?
Definitely happening, though, Jada.
Yeah, you don't have a little boy in your wings? You don't have any male?
I do have a son. I do. I was wondering if I would have any with the husband.
Well, I picked up the mail right away, so it is yours. Bonnie, do you feel like she's going to have another child?
I think she's going to have 3 all told.
So that'd be 2 more. I picked up there was a female in the wings waiting to be born, but I'm not sure if Bonnie's going to pick up 2 girls, but I feel like you at least have a female.
I see the girl, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have daughters, and or 1 daughter at least. I kind of think you're going to have 1 of each. So you're going
to
end up with...
It's hard to tell when sometimes, because the dominant will come out.
But definitely, it'll all get rolling in 5 years. Like Nancy said, you'll meet him sooner, but maybe it's in 5 years you'll have your first child with him.
Kind of feels like you want a man, but you really want children. So we might have picked up the children coming up first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right. Okay?
Congratulations, Jada. Good luck.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear. Lovely. Young person. And I was wondering about the son. We're going to be going through. I have 1, 2, 1. Oh, my gosh, Bonnie. We have 7 people in hold.
Oh, my Lord.
People. So, everybody, this is kind of a problem. We need to answer these phones first.
Yes,
so I want to give the number out. Yeah, let me get the number out. So you kids in the chat room, we're up to 10 now in the chat room. Area code 347, 205. 3056-9071. So we want to go to 305
Nancy,
area code.
Nancy, real quick, I want to say to the people in the chat room that I can't chat tonight. I can't seem to click on. I've tried several times different ways.
Oh, no.
So thank you. I'm so happy to see Kathy and May Hart and all these people that wish us well. I love you guys, so I'm glad you're all there. Thank you. Anyway, Nancy,
you might
go
have
ahead.
To reboot. You might have to reboot the chat room screen.
Don't want to do. Oh, I have. I did that. It doesn't work. Won't let
oh,
me.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Sure hope that doesn't happen to me. That happened the first show in the new year. 305 area code. Who are we talking to?
Welcome back. My name is Deanna. I'm in Florida.
Hi,
hello, Deanna. In Florida.
Since we last spoke many, many months ago, things have cleared up, except my throat. Right now I'm trying to overcome a sore throat. Legal problems.
Cough into the phone. Over. We sure don't want one.
The legal problem cleared up.
Great.
All charges went out the door. The truth came out. But I'm still struggling so much, and I really missed you both.
Oh,
you know, like I said, I had an opportunity for radio, and then I think you got the flu first, and then I took this terrific cold. So we were legitimately off. I had it twice.
Yeah, remember you had it earlier when we first went off the air. You had that's when you had the swine flu, and then you were moving, and you just had it, and in between I had it. So we were really sick, and so we're sorry we weren't there, Dina.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, I'm glad you're back. I was wondering what you could see as far as work and overcoming all of these problems that lasted, you know, a year and a half or two.
Wow, I don't even know how to start. Are you working yet?
Not enough. I'm still doing contract work, but I'd like to get stable employment. I requested it, but no news.
I'm going to have to stay with the same thing for a while. It feels like there's roadblocks, and it's going to make you very frustrated. You may even get angry. But stay with it, because your part of the world, the employment is pretty, pretty poor. I'm also wanting to caution you. Kind of curious, did you say contracting? Contracting what?
I work for the courts, and I contract
Client
services.
Sometimes I didn't know if I was I don't want you to say too much. I didn't know I was picking up contractor, like whether. I feel like there's some bad situations that's going to hurt Florida for a while. I'm thinking water, you know, like we have hurricanes. It's not in your neighborhood. I don't see any damage coming to you. But I feel like Florida is kind of going in a little bit of a dip again. And on the other side, I want to say warmer weather. Well, you have warm weather, but after the winter. I want to say June or July you're going to get a better job. It feels like I have to wait until the beginning of summer. So kind of stick it out where you are, because it's just what it is. I feel like there's some weather issues coming up that's going to cause the state. Here someone's thinking, oh, no. I feel like there's some issues coming that need to be resolved with the weather there. And then everybody will get back on track. Okay? Bonnie, you want to add to that, dear?
Well, I think your timing is absolutely right, and I'm glad that she has contract work in the meantime. I think I remember what it was you do for a living, and I'm just really happy that you've got the work, and I do believe that Nancy's right, June or July, around that time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And keep
thank
up.
Thank you very much.
You're really worn out. Your energy or your life force is really pooped out from all this. And I feel like if you're not careful, there's some kind of injury to your fingers or hands, nails. Do you have some problem with your fingers or nails now?
I have bitten them off so completely that they hurt every day.
Okay, so put some Vaseline and, you know, ointment on it to keep it going, because I feel like you get an infection or you're going to tear a nail worse than what you've already done to them. Because I pick it up. If I pick it up, they may hurt you at your work. And you don't want anything to interfere with your progress now. Okay.
Thank you so much, Nancy. All right, welcome back, and a very happy New Year to both.
Oh,
you
too, girl. You too.
Thank you.
I'm going to hang this Florida gal up. Well, I'm rearranging my office for the third or fourth time, because I'm just a neat Nick, and I like everything in order and everything up. And I have not yet put away my Christmas lights, and I'm thinking what I might do is hang up my Christmas lights in here just to get merry, get cheered up a little bit, everybody. So all the ornaments and Christmas stuff is put away, but not the Christmas lights. And boy, if you want to buy some good Christmas lights, wait until after Christmas. And I just love all the multiple colors. But anyway, let's go to Bonnie. Oops, something happened to my chat room.
Oh, did you lose? Oh.
Oh, no, no. Listen, Angel Believer, thank you for asking me about this, but I'm not answering questions in the chat room, nor Bonnie, if we're doing phone calls. So let me give the number out, and then you can call. Guest call-in number is 347-205-9071. I don't mean to be rude, kids, but we just can't do both. It's like we tried it last year, and then we got started this year, and we find it really tough because we want to give you 100% each call. Area code 205, who are we talking to here? Well, 205, are you there? Oh, someone hung up. Oh, well, don't be too bashful. I think this is Skype. Not positive.
Hello.
Oh, there.
Hi.
Hi, what state are you?
I'm Texas.
What'd you say, Bonnie?
I don't know. You might need to pick up the phone or whatever you're talking into. We're having difficulty hearing you.
Oh, okay. I'm calling from Texas.
Texas. And your first name?
My name's Jennifer.
Okay.
Hi, Jennifer.
Are you speaking on a speakerphone?
I'm on Skype.
You are on Skype, so she's trying to do it through a computer. We will try to answer your question, but we're not hearing you very well. Jennifer, what is your question for us?
Okay, my ex-boyfriend has been contacting me, and, you know, it was a kind of a hard breakup, and I was just seeing what y'all could get from it, what you thought about that, like if he's someone I need to stay away from.
Well, certainly, you've put him outside with the trash, honey. You're not going to let him back in. I think he's really regretful for whatever could happen, but I feel once he's back in your house for 5 minutes, then he'll be gone again. So whatever was happening, whatever's wrong, doesn't matter. But I feel like your soul is actually healed. This must have been an on and off or a battle the entire time you were dating. What was going on there?
Yes, it was very on and off, and a lot of different issues. You know, he liked to drink a lot and things like that. So
I just feel like your soul has allowed him to go on his way. You are going to, Bonnie, I apologize, everybody. Bonnie is so gifted. You are going to meet a light-haired man with light eyes, not your man. This is a new person because you show me excitement. So, you know, put on a new dress and just do with your life, and you're going to meet a new person, okay? Do you like bright red lipstick?
No, it doesn't look good on me.
Must be a rust or a more red or something because you show me with red lipstick. Either that or it's symbolic for kissing, carrying on. Woo-hoo. So you have good things coming your way, Jennifer. Your soul has healed. Let it go. Let that man go. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Bye-bye.
I saw the same thing, Nancy. It's amazing. It was like, why let him back when she doesn't care about him anymore? I mean, it's like inviting trouble.
Oh, I think guilty,
I do have to tell her real quick that somebody in the chat room, Smokey, wrote the funniest thing. She said, run, Forrest, run. She's telling you, get out, don't go for that guy again. He was bad news. Might be a nice guy. Bad news the first time, and it would just be a repeat. Do what Nancy said. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck to you, my dear.
Yes, boy. Okay, that is the Skype phone call. And now we're going to be going as soon as that, okay, screen. Boy, I tell you, everybody been on a switchboard. They have an opportunity. You can call Skype or just call in, and this screen just bounces all over the place. Okay, grab that on-air button. 561 area code. Hello? Oops. I know they're saying hello, and it's just not clicking in. Okay, let's try it again.
Hello?
Yes!
Hi.
Who's this?
Lena from Florida.
Hi,
Lena.
Hi. Hi, Lena. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Great.
We're
back.
Good now. So what's up with you? What you can ask us, hon?
I was sick, too, a few months ago. It was terrible. I had the flu for a whole month.
Yeah.
Bonnie's been kicking it around for a couple of months, so you could have a backlash. So do keep, anybody's had the flu, it doesn't go away very easily.
No, I didn't think mine was going away. I never had it that bad. It was horrible.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
I got so backed up in my homework, I had to take the class over again.
Oh. Yeah, it was a rough. Nancy and I had the same problem. In fact, Nancy had the flu for so dang long. I think it was the first time, Nancy, before you moved, it was like 5 months. And then she got it again after moving, or while she was moving. It was terrible.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Nancy, you remember about 6 months ago you told me about my, I'm in this legal problem, my ex-husband, and he still doesn't stop with this legal stuff, Nancy.
He did what? I can hear Bonnie. What'd she say?
She said he doesn't stop.
Just not stopping for you, huh?
No, he's not stopping with the legal. He keeps bringing me back to court.
Gee, my Christmas. Bonnie, what is it going to take for this to stop? Do you have any good ideas? Bonnie's really good with this law stuff.
No, I remember. Yeah, it almost sounds like harassment to me.
It is harassment because he knows I don't have a lawyer, and his lawyer was harassing me. They asked me for 5 years' bank statements, all kinds of personal information. I mean, they drove me crazy for months.
You don't have a lawyer at all, Lena?
No, I had somebody helping me fill out the paperwork, but I realized he was bad news.
Well, that's too bad.
And the judge, when I was in court, the judge told me I have to decide whether I want to go to school or raise my son.
Oh!
I don't know. I'm not getting a good read, and I think it's because of your anxiety. Bonnie, do you have anything you can tell her?
Well, I remembered the problem pretty well. I don't know if you're – what I don't recall is if you're looking for joint custody. If you are – if that's okay with you.
We have joint custody.
You have – and he wants full custody?
No,
that's because he's
he wants to change the original divorce decree.
Well, that's because he probably doesn't want to pay her child support.
No, he doesn't want to pay me.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, if, you know, it may be a situation. It's kind of, it doesn't sound awfully good to me right now, Lena. I think there's kind of a steamroller effect going on here. Because you have joint custody, that certainly could cause the court to believe that if you can afford to go to school, that the other party would not necessarily have to pay for your pay you anything for child support or alimony, anything of that nature. The courts are very conservative about that as a rule. You know, I think I recall too the age of your son. Isn't he around 13 or 14 years old?
Yeah, he's not doing well there at all. He's going down in school. He's put on 35 pounds.
Oh dear.
I don't like him over there at all.
You mean when he's with his father?
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie, I don't have a good answer to give her.
Yeah, I don't like the answer I'm getting.
I think it's going to continue the way it is for a while.
It's leading me to believe that he may live with his father on a full-time basis for a while longer while you concentrate on your school. The only other thing that you can do to prevent that is to have if the court will allow your son to testify in court. But I see where he's, and to describe where he wants to be. But the problem is he's so torn between the two of you. He doesn't really want to say it in court. Perhaps you could say it in court. Your son isn't doing well when he's with his father.
I already told them.
And they're not listening. I don't see a really great solution here, I'm afraid.
Yeah, neither.
At the age that your son is in, he's a very rebellious time. It's not a terrible thing for him to be with his father, although we may not approve of it and what's happening. I think you're going to have to, you're not going to have to. That's what I see happening, that he's going to be there the majority of the time for at least a year or two. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. The only other way you could change that would be to hire a high-priced lawyer, but I think it's been going on for so long, there's quite a record going on here. And
well,
we're
in therapy, and he's still sleeping with his father in the bed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I've been trying to stop that. And, I mean, that's probably the only thing I got in my favor.
Well, if the court believes it, I mean, that's pretty incendiary thing to say, unless the son also backs it up. Does the son agree?
Bonnie, we have to slow down here. I know we have
to. I'm so sorry, sweetie. That's what we see. I think he's going to be with his father on a full-time basis for a little while, at least a year or two. I'm so sorry. That's what's probably going to happen.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, sweetie. Are you there, Bonnie?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, sometimes your kids call with the stories that we could discuss it forever and still the answer doesn't change. So she's going through a really hard time, and I'm not sure why the universe presents us with these challenges.
I don't either.
Sweet. Okay, let's go to, we still got three in the hole there. 618 area code. And who's this, please?
Yeah, this is Marcus.
Hello, Marcus. And what state are you in?
I'm in Vandalia, Illinois.
Illinois. How's the weather there?
Well, we just got rid of all those 5 to 7 inches of snow that we got around 2 weeks ago. It's finally melted.
Good for you. Good. Yeah. It was cold there. I saw how
it's not too bad today. It's got back up in the 40s, so that's not too bad for around here in the wintertime.
Not bad.
Oh, golly. So, sir, what's going on with you? What can we help you with?
Well, you're probably going to never hear this from a man ever again, but I just recently got out of a midlife crisis, and I've been married for 14 years. It's just an emotional affair, but it's still an affair nonetheless, you know. I never had sex or nothing, but this woman has been in and out of my life for the last 30 years, and she's 15 years older than me, and she's burned me 3 times, and this past time, a few weeks ago, like 2 months ago, she told me she thought she was dying, and when she said that, I believed her. And I thought and when that happened, I just started getting these feelings, old feelings back for her again. And I'm married, and I started having problems with it because, you know, I love my wife. And when I told this woman that I still loved her and cared for her, and she just ran with it. And I'm beginning to feel like she's got the signs of a sociopath because she's hurt me 3 times, and she has no remorse for what she does when she goes through one relationship after another.
This is a very narcissistic personality, this woman, very narcissistic. And even if you're not aware of how much it's hurting your marriage, you don't discuss it with your wife, believe me, this is causing real serious problems in your marriage.
Make a long story short, I don't know, you guys know you're not a psychologist or nothing, but this woman shows all the signs of a sociopath, and she goes through one person after another. When she gets bored, she moves on to someone else. Well, to make a long story short, I'm going to come into my dad's estate in a couple of weeks, and she never did come out and ask me for things, but they're real good about that. They know how to do that, and she just suggested things like I need money to bail me out of my financial problems, or I need a new mattress, I need to get my computer upgraded, and dummy me, you know, I just fell for it and went along with it.
Oh, no.
And before it was over with, I committed myself to about $2,500. And,
you gave her $2,500 already?
I didn't, not yet. No, I'm waiting for my dad's estate to clear.
What do you think is going to happen if you give her that $2,500? She's just going to come back for more. She has no claim on that. And your wife.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. But I'm letting you know how enthralled I was again with her. And it's almost cost me my marriage. Thank God I've got a beautiful wife that hung in there with me. And over the last couple of weeks, this woman went from an emotional affair over the telephone and the emails back to being a friend again, /, friend. And then she started getting into it with me on the phone, and she didn't even want to answer my emails or phone calls as a friend. And I thought, well, why am I going to go up there pretty soon and help you out with all this money and doing these other things for you, and you can't even answer an email as a friend, you know?
Well, Marcus, it sounds like you have a story that could take us the rest of the evening. Is there any... Is there anything you want to ask us?
I just want to, well, my dad's estate's going to clear in the next 2 months. I just want to see if you guys see her returning just to see if she can get the money out of me. Because the answer's going to be no, but I just want to know.
Twice.
She may try.
Twice.
But
I think she's going to call all bummed out that she trusted you to get her money. So you need to prepare in your mind a scenario. And then if you really are tough with her, she could claim that she's going to talk to your wife. So
well, she already knows my wife. My wife knows all about it.
Okay.
That's not even a problem. That's how close I am to my wife. I already told her my wife about all this, and I got close to leaving my wife. Wife tried twice. She had me messed up pretty good in my head. I'll tell you that. And
your wife stayed by your side. She has no ammunition now. If the wife knows. Bonnie, you have anything to add with that?
One thing I noticed for certain is that you already know the answer to this. You know that she's poison for you. She's poison for your marriage.
Yes.
She's a sociopath. It certainly sounds like it. You really need to cut this woman off however you have to do it, and don't feel bad. She's trying to ruin
your life. Oh, I did. I sent her an email to break it off, and I just put everything, 27 years of pent up hatred and anger at her, and I let her have it. And
well,
she wrote with one small sentence to me, yes, and do not call me again. Like you know, she blamed the last 2 months like it was bad. Like I kind of
scared
myself.
Calling her.
You know? Yeah.
You have way too much emotion on this woman.
Yeah,
I know.
She knows it.
My wife says I was obsessed with her. And they know how to do that. They know how to con people who do stuff like that, you know. And
right.
I just would like to know whether or not she's going to try to come in. Because, I mean, I call her a sociopath in the email, which you're not really supposed to do.
Oh,
but I let her know that. I let her know that I'm on to her. Let's put it that way.
Now, that's a good way of wording it. I just got through telling you I can hear two phone calls, two more connections, and Bonnie did too. So you need to play out a scenario in your mind. And if she calls, and if you're unfortunate enough to answer, it's her. If you have caller ID, just never answer the line if you recognize her phone number.
Right. I do. I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do that. Because we do see her, but you know what? You haven't grown in strength enough to fight her because your concern is if she will. So you're being the victim, but you're allowing it to be. You're allowing yourself
right.
to be the victim.
I have been allowing for 27 years.
Right.
And I'm going to stop.
That is your lesson. That is what you are supposed to learn. You're supposed to get the strength not to be the victim. So that's your lesson, and that's what we have to part with, is you need to be able to identify the wounding and who's doing the wounding. It's not you to you. It's her to you. But you need to stand on your own two feet and say, I just don't need it anymore. Clearly, after 27 years, there's some deep doo-doo going on here.
Oh, yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, so I want to share with the audience, sometimes we have to look at something as being hard, allowing it, and admitting to it. So this is something
yeah.
to go through that's difficult. At the same time, you allow it to be difficult and say, this is hard, I get it, I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, I'm not happy about what I did because my dad always ran around my mom, and he's always hurt me, and I always swore it never happened to me. Well, guess what? I got middle-aged, and it happened to me. Even though it didn't happen sexually, it still happened, you know.
Yeah, you still got emotionally connected. A affair of the heart is as bad as if you had a relation. So I'm sorry we have to let you go, but we got to draw the
That's
line and go on
okay.
to somebody else. And
okay,
Marcus, look at the lesson and learn the lesson. Otherwise, I'll come back.
Oh, I am. Thank you.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Tough stuff tonight.
Yeah.
And that was a 618. All right, 229 area code. See
Hello?
If I can do this. Hello, sir. Who are we talking to?
My name is Melvin.
Well, hello, sir. And what state are you calling from?
Georgia.
Hello, Georgia. And what can Bonnie and I do for you?
Well, basically, I just need to, I'm having some difficulty with my landlord because my apartment that I just moved in upstairs caught a fire, but it damaged my apartment. And my landlord is saying, like, you know, she told me I didn't have to pay December's last year's rent and just to hold off on it, but now she's trying to take me to court. And I have some of the money to pay her. I just need to know how is this going to work out.
Bonnie's really good at this. First off, I would have asked you to get it in writing that you didn't have to pay
that's
for rent.
I that's where I messed up at big time. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, no, I'd be worried about that. Bonnie, does he have any recourse?
Not really. If he just has an oral contract that you're worried against against hers. And so that's a real big problem. But if you're just going to pay her the back rent, even if you give her any money at all, you be sure you get a receipt for it, anything.
Right.
What I pick up is her intention was to not collect rent. Her intention was to be a nice lady. Then when the rent came around, she says, what was I thinking? I'm going to take that money. I need it. So it's not like she's a badass as much as she needs the money, and she's sorry that she had to ask you for it. It doesn't matter. She's turned out to be a two-timer. So it's your choice to stay there. It's your choice to say, I'm going to go to court. I'm going to, you know, try to prove them that I did some repair work or there's some damage. Maybe you could get off on that. But the bottom line is, everybody listening, Bonnie and I are in a difficult situation sometimes because you're the one suffering the lesson, and you're talking to us. But there's other people. I am the queen of paper trails, and I've learned that to protect yourself in life is to take copies of checks when you receive them or send them out, and to receive a bill, you take a copy of it. Because once you send that bill off in the mail, who knows where it's gone? So in this case, if she is taking you to small claims court, pardon me, you need to be able to find out from someone, Bonnie, I don't even know who to send them to, someone who can say,
the guy upstairs, the department caught a fire.
Yeah.
He told me today that she gave him, he didn't have to pay December's rent. And he told me that. But I think, let me rephrase my question, is because I just want to know, am I going to be, are her and I is going to work something out without going to court? And because I got all the money except $200 of it.
Bonnie?
Did she serve on you an actual complaint?
No, ma'am.
Oh, good.
The only thing that she went a whole month of December after she told me verbally that I just hold up off the rent because the people upstairs filed a complaint. And she got scared. I guess she thought I was going to file a complaint, which
Bonnie, I thought he was going to, if you can negotiate with her, feel like there's going
to
be some.
After the fact like this, he doesn't really have anything to stand on. Because you can't.
He wants to know if he's going to have to come up with extra money.
Well, I think there's a possibility he could negotiate with her and get it in writing. Would you accept this? And I don't have the extra $200. Would you accept this in lieu of my making a complaint against you? Don't go that far. But do ask her if she would accept it. Just say, I don't have it right now. I could perhaps get it to you later. But if you'd accept this as payment in full for now and that you will agree to drop the lawsuit, you want that in writing so she can't keep going after you.
Well,
okay.
Even on a little piece of paper. Yeah.
Well, I think what he really wanted to know is if he was going to have to come up with extra money. I feel like some negotiating could be going on, but you may end up having to pay her back. But I do feel like she'll do some kind of compromise for you right now. Okay?
Okay, that's what I really...
That's what you wanted to know. I know.
Yeah, it's, you know, everything going to work out. Do you see me moving out of this apartment anytime soon?
April? When's your contract up, your lease?
I think next year, the end of this year. I just moved in here.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. In October. Yeah, I just moved. In the first month I moved in, the apartment upstairs caught a fire. And it damaged my living room ceiling. And it broke it, you know, just messed it up. And I had to live in all this gunk and water from the utility.
Oh, my gosh.
And all this stuff. The carpet was damaged. The ceiling was damaged. Furniture was messed up. And
talk about luck.
Know,
Jesus Christ. I thought you could get out of it somehow. So if I don't know how, but I saw the word April. So I'm going to stay with that. I don't know how, Bonnie.
An awful lot of work. There's an awful lot of work in that apartment that needs to be done, for one thing. Almost
but
makes
she,
me wonder if she's trying to get you out of there so she can do the work. But, you
I
know, if she were to hit you with a lawsuit, you would have the right to go back and say yes, but look at what look at what you haven't done that you're legally required to do. I think, however, that Nancy, in answer to your question, Nancy is right that you can negotiate with her.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's unwilling to accept it, then that might be where you would end up moving in April, if she won't accept it. But she should accept it. I mean, she's lucky.
Yeah. And see, this my same apartment and department upstairs have caught a fire before. And they didn't tell me this when I first moved in here. The police officers stay across the street from me told me this.
So that's probably why you could get out of it, because there's a hazard there. And she didn't disclose. Maybe, Bonnie, that's what we're picking up.
Nancy, one other thing. One of the people in the chat room, Care to You, she kindly suggested that you take photographs of the damage that's in your apartment right now. Please do that if you haven't already.
I have already. I have it in my cell phone. I have everything of the ceiling when they came in and just moved stuff all around.
You
and
need
just
to get those printed out so you don't lose them, okay?
I will.
Somehow transfer them. Go to some place that can print those for you. That would basically that would support any difficulty that you have, I'm quite sure. But she is not a very nice person. That's what I'm picking up. And she can be difficult. So just take, protect yourself. I'm glad you've taken the pictures. And see if you can negotiate with her. If not, then you could move.
That's your way you can get out of there, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Talking about being sick and I'm losing my voice. Okay, we need to go on. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Nancy,
you
Marcus
have a good
is also
any,
saying,
any,
Nancy,
any
real quickly,
coming my way soon?
One thing real quickly, Care to You has suggested as well that if the fire department came, get a letter stating the extent of the damage, because she says they keep records. I don't know anything about that, but that sounds right. So if the fire department did come, see if you can get a copy of that. And then when you go to this woman to make a negotiation with her, I want you to show her the pictures you have and the statement of damage from the fire department. And believe me, she'll go along with you then, okay?
That's what I was picking up didn't know. Kim, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's a feature in our chat room, not switchboard, where people can ask questions. You know, going trouble, kids, when you ask me questions or Bonnie questions and we're trying to talk to someone on the line, we can't concentrate. So in the past, we've allowed it, but last time Bonnie and I had to have a serious talk how we're going to do this, Bonnie was answering something in the chat room, and I wasn't because I was talking to the person calling in. Then I said, well, Bonnie, what do you think? And Bonnie hadn't heard anything. So we were cheating the person who had the guts to call in. So here's a guest call-in number, everybody. 347-205-9071. Okay, Bonnie, we have another one, so let's go to the screen here. This is 530 area code. This is Northern California, my old home state, in Marysville. Who are we talking to here?
Hi, this is Tracy.
Oh, hello,
Hi, Tracy. Close, I'm in Sacramento.
Oh, you are in Sacramento. It's a 677 in Yuba City, Marysville area. So I'm surprised you have that number. So what can we do for you tonight, Tracy?
Well, I'm calling about relationships, my love life in general. I'm a single mom. I've been divorced about 4 years. And just focusing on my kids and recovering from the divorce, and I got my finances cleaned up and bought a house this past year. So I'm really stable, but I'm feeling like I'm ready to start dating. And at first I was thinking, well, I'm just going to focus on my kids and wait till they're through school. But they're little. They're only 8 and 10, and so I'm not waiting that long.
I'm basically
starting to date a little bit, but, dating is hard. And so I was just wondering, what's out there for me? Am I going to meet someone that is of mutual interest? Right now, either I like him more than he likes me or the other way around, and it's just a lot of roller coaster emotions.
Boy, isn't that the truth of life? Hear that, Mel? Marcus, I think it was. Look at the turmoil he was going through. It's not easy on anybody to date.
Yeah,
and clearly we have to date, and clearly we have to kiss a lot of frogs to find the one we want.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like you'll date 2 or 3 men
before you find somebody. So, young everybody, listen. This, as you are asking me, as this girl's asking me, we all want the right one to show up next. And we women date the every man as though to say, is he the one I'm supposed to marry?
Mm-hmm.
And then every man date, well, not every, because it's 95%. Every man dates a woman in hope of a relationship. So somewhere, I think it's 95% of men are not wanting permanent relationship, and 5 do, and 95% of women want that permanent relationship.
Oh, Lord.
So we are shopping for 5% of the world out there. I do feel like, see, the 2 or 3 men you will date, you know, just make it happen. Don't let the kids visit with this guy. Date it 6 months a year for seriousness. And if you break up, say, you know, mommy was dating somebody for company and it didn't work. A lot of times we've tried to bring a man into our life because we want them to like the kids. Unfortunately, we get to a place of saying, we are marrying the man, not the kids. So you have to be really, really careful out there, everybody. There is going to be a man coming to you. You show me very serious. He is a worker person. So I don't know if I'm looking at PG&E or Pacific Bell or construction trade. He has white T-shirt on with blue jeans, a light blue, sky blue jeans. And he's a blonde. He's a light man. So I also feel like the way he's wearing the T-shirt without a jacket, it's better weather. But I can't tell when it is. I don't know if I'm looking all the way until next September. So the idea is that you could date somebody,
mm-hmm.
and I would never say it because of no emotion. Or you could be dating this guy, and he's the first one to show up. I want to ask you, though, is the 10-year-old little boy?
My 10-year-old a girl, and the boy's 8.
I thought I was talking about the 10-year-old. She had a brunette. Which one is the brunette?
What? He's
well,
the boy. The 8-year-old is the boy.
Okay.
He's brunette.
He shows me real concern and selfishness with you dating. I want you to sit down and talk to this boy and say, everybody wants to be loved. You love mama, I love you, but let me love somebody else too. There's mm-hmm. going to be one of your children, I think it's a brown-haired male.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that you don't show up with a man on the doorstep. And you make sure that you give him attention, but let him know you're dating. Otherwise, you're going to have a real problem down the road. The first man comes in, it's really serious, you bring him around, there's going to be a problem. Okay?
Yeah, no, I don't bring men around to the house.
Yeah,
don't do that.
We all do that. We all have to. Yeah.
No.
I do feel like you're going to be married again. And I feel like it's you have a really light spirit, all the work you've done. You're healthy. Yeah, you have a like.
I'm not even looking for marriage. I am just looking for dating and companionship. But
yeah, man will show up. Bonnie?
I'm open.
Good
yeah.
for you. And Bonnie, you have something to add?
Well, right from the beginning, I see you with a man who has a close relationship with a child. He may be a single father.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to meet him by going to, for some reason, I see you going to, like, I know it sounds crazy, PTA or a support group for divorced people. I have a friend who met her husband. She and he had both had a divorce, and the first day they met each other at a divorce support group, and he's the most wonderful, loving man that in the whole world. I keep telling her, tell your husband I'm in love with him. But I see this is a good man. He's going to want to get married,
mm-hmm.
and he does love children, and he's got either one or two, I think one, that he may, as I say, he may even be a single father. He's a very gentle human being, so I think you're going to find a very nice man there in a couple of years.
A couple of years, yeah. Well, that sounds more like it. I'll just keep plugging away at the casual dating. And
well, be careful with that, you know, because you don't want to
fall in love by accident.
Yeah, you don't want to fall in love with by accident. Yeah, absolutely. And you're just going to put your heart out there. So look around a little bit for this man. Go to the parent-teacher association meetings and, you know, different kinds of things where you might meet a single father. That's
okay.
Where he's going to be, okay?
Sounds good to me.
All
okay.
right, here.
Like,
all right, thank
bye.
You.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's the 530 area code.
By the way,
and,
I saw light hair on that man too, Nancy.
Oh, I hope she heard you say that.
Well-dressed in what I see, and kind of a light sandy hair. That's what I see as well. She may still be with us, I hope. Anyway, go ahead.
I was just trying to read in the chat room. A lot of people had the cold. Someone said, oh, they love the sound of Bonnie's voice. She certainly has a more feminine sound voice. I've talked for so many years, I think my voice has gotten a little rougher.
Oh, nice.
And probably deeper. Isn't that nice?
That is.
That's sweet.
I really appreciate it. doesn't carry as well as Nancy's voice, which I think is, Nancy's just, I think my sister's awesome. You guys have all heard say that, I know, but anyway, thank you, whoever wrote that. I didn't see it.
Oh yes, I should have. Sometimes I don't want to embarrass somebody in the chat room, but let's see here. I'm trying to see if there have been questions, because I did say that between callers, we lost a couple of calls. There was a 000, another Skype, I guess, and they heard us say that we couldn't talk to her very well. The other one from Texas. Let's see. Oh, they're talking about Marcus and his situation. Usually it's a woman that gets taken advantage of, and because we want to be in love. We want attention. And when we don't have as much love and attention from the home front, we will seek others. And it's human nature to be loved and adorned. And we women love that. And that's part of nature is get roses. And so, and a man gives us that love and attention that we haven't had for a while, it's very easy to become a victim of that. So I tell people to go into a relationship with your power, secured, knowing who you are, have the job of your dreams, or be secure in who you are with other means. Because if you don't need a partner in life for any emotional, which we still want the love and attention, but level of attachment, what I'm talking about is economic security, because you're going through hard times, or if you have a child you can't raise by yourself, don't go into a relationship with any kind of weakness like that or expectations, and you're not likely taken advantage of. So that's really, really, I deal with that all the time. I would say a good third of my clientele that call me for sessions are on relationships. And I'm surprised Desiree hasn't called me. So if you're out there, girl, you can write a call in, okay? Yes, the chat room does not have a speller. And sometimes the chat room is slow because there's so many people online. And we start this show at 7:30 California time. The show we do on Thursday night is at 6:30 California time. So at this hour, Bonnie and I do the show Thursday night at 6:30. That show has a real hard time with all the callers. It seems that the chat room gets very, very slow.
And again, for the people who are listening, I cannot answer. I'm not able to. I can read what you're saying, but I can't join the chat room. And I've really enjoyed reading some of the things that you've all have said. Thank you so much. Nancy, do we have another call? If not, there's a Kim Woods is asking. She has a lot of activity in her house. Can you tell her who it is?
Yeah, you do have some spirit people around you. Did you just lose a woman in the family, grandmother, maybe a year back? Kim, where are you here? What can you give us a call in? I'd be glad to talk to you. Let me bring up that I'm part of CaliforniaHaunts.org. out of Sacramento, California, and they do investigations, and they're looking for people in other states to join the organization so that we can do Travel the Future and hook up with everybody. So, Kim, I'm not positive I know what the screen is jumping. Kim, let me see, I'm going down. I hate to go that far. That is not, this woman I'm looking at is a boxy build, smaller bust, thicker. She seemed to have no hips, but thicker thighs, not much of a waist. And I do feel like she's in the house, but I feel like you have a couple more.
She said she hasn't had any deaths in the family recently. I think this is an older person, somebody from the past. It may not even be somebody that Kim knows, but I think it's a great-great-grandmother. That's what I think. What do you think? Is it possible, Nancy?
That's very possible. Yeah, it feels like the woman's 5'3", 5'4". The husband she's with, the man I see with her, is like 5'8", 7'8". It's hard to guess on height, but it makes me think that they're smaller statured people. So you need to look at grandma, grandpa, or great-grandma. I think that would be a key. There's a question really fast. Oh, see, this ghost is in the chat room. She's getting ready to test her home video studio, and that's Char of California Haunts, so it's www.californiahaunts.org. And she's the one I'm a remote viewer for. Can't get to California very easily from Tucson, the gas, and it's just tough to travel. So if you want to connect with a real exciting ghost-busting group, there's lots of people connected. They have started a meetup group in their city. anyway, okay, let's see. So anyway, the gal in there says, do you see me buying a home? You know, it almost feels like, Donna, that it's very possible that you could buy a home the latest part of spring, early summer. Bonnie, does it feel like June?
She's going to find it in June.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be more like July.
Okay, because
so
I found...
it's not going to be right away. Go ahead.
It'd be interesting to know where Donna is, because different parts of the city, county, state you live in, California, Redding, all the way to Palm Springs, the weather's different. Here in Tucson, our summers and winters are different than other places. So I base my weather on location. So they may not have spring until July, but I felt like it was the latest part of June going in July that you'll find a house. It feels like a one-story, very light-colored. The trees are full of leaves. So that would be after spring. Anything else, Bonnie?
No. Donna says that she's in Sacramento, so she ought to, along with some of the other callers, check out that California Haunts that you're referring to. Because they're having meetings there. You mentioned
yep.
they're bringing that up in the future. Boy, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. That started just now. www.meetup.com. Sign up and then type in California Haunts. And sure, I'm not sure if that's one word or two, but you'll find the groups. They started a week ago, and they'll have meetings. Very, very interesting. And Char has a website where we're listing all the shows. I was the guest last Wednesday night, and we answer questions. We talk about ghosts and ghost investigations. It's very fun. Bonnie, anything else you want to add to all this? I'm trying to read the chat room real quick.
I am, too. I'm just sorry that I'm not able to click on, but as you say, when we have so many phone calls, it's important for us to give our undivided attention, so that's good. But I thank you for all the people that have joined us, and Kathy and Mayhart and Mischief Maker and all you guys. Thank you so much. I'm just fascinated by some of the people that have called in. Nancy and I have, really seen you with new people, new jobs in a couple of cases, and new homes. It's been an active night. So, Nancy,
yes,
what do you
really? Well, I was reading the chat room. I wasn't.
You're doing the same thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to say that a lot of new people coming in tonight. I really had a lot of calls, over 10. If you can't, do me a favor, Dancer. I'm not sure if I can read that. Bonnie can't see it. Do it in the chat room real quick. We only have 2 minutes, so type it quick, sweet. Otherwise, I'm not able. I have to give you all my attention. I'm not answering the private chats. I want everybody to know I do readings, and everybody knows that. For you who are new, my website is my name, nancymatz.com or .net. And we're putting together with California Haunts a conference in Sacramento the last Saturday of June. So we're fastly putting together information, brochures, pamphlets, and books, and all kinds of stuff. So that will be
and
very
And you
exciting.
Will be there. You will be there.
Of course, I'm going to get that motorhome out of the park and actually drive it over the pass. So that's going to be really fun. I'm not sure I know what to add. I was kind of waiting for this gal, Bonnie, if you can see the chat room. Oh, it got less
well, there
than
was, one thing I just wanted to throw in, Nancy. We've only got a minute or two. I know that all of the people that have called in and that are writing in our chat room are familiar with what's happening in Haiti, and I was sorry that the last show we had, we didn't say anything about it. It's all very much in all of our hearts what's happening to those poor people. I'm very gratified to see that Americans have done such an amazing job to step forward and help those people. And for anybody who's donated any money, thank you so much. It's been a terrible tragedy. Let's hope that they recover soon.
Gosh, I don't even know what to say to that because I'm very sensitive to that. And so when I see suffering of any level on TV or newspaper, I almost get sucked right back into their...
I know.
Into the,
feels like we're there with them, doesn't it, Nancy?
Yeah, Kim does paranormal research, Char. So you kids, you ought to get together. So that's really all I have. I have 18 seconds to talk, and it's been really fun to talk to everybody. Because my schedule is starting to get busy, so if you do call, give me a day to get back to you. And because of the things I'm doing, I'm going to do a psychic fair here locally. Get me back to you as soon as I can. Bonnie, our show's over, not streaming, so anybody that's in the chat room,
everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.